You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to part two of our interview with Tobias Wayland about the Lake Michigan Mothman. With the sightings of the Mothman, were there any commonalities amongst the individuals who were reporting the experience of seeing this in your research, whether it be stage of life, things going on in someone's life, anything that you could kind of look at and go, this is interesting. There's a trend here amongst all these people that are running across the Mothman.
You know, I really wish that there was. And I've looked. I really have. These witnesses run the gamut from, you know, young to old. Mm-hmm. They come from every socioeconomic class. You know, a lot of these people, and I think people would be very surprised at how many of these people want to make sure that their name isn't attached to their report because they are a professional. You know, like we're talking about lawyers, minor politicians. I kid you not. Like, these are people that, you know, you might see in the grocery store or in your office or, you know, as a member of your church congregation or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't look at them twice. But no, it literally is, you know, everywhere from, you know, young adults to, you know, retired people from every major socioeconomic class as far as income and education, and really even as far as things like ethnicity or any other, you know, demographic that you want to look at. I mean, ethnicity, gender,
just all across the board with these.
Yeah, even like sexual orientation, like all of this stuff. It's seemingly random.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that is part of the sort of interrupted journey aspect that that I was talking about before, where it could just be anybody on the street seemingly will just suddenly stumble upon this thing doing whatever indecipherable business it happens to be out doing.
Are there still sightings taking place in the Lake Michigan region?
Yes. And the reason I say that is because we have had them into 2019 here. So the most recent sighting, it was actually fairly recent. Now, we had some very early this year, January and February and into March somewhat. And then things sort of tapered off a bit until fall. And we started receiving reports from the Rosemont, Illinois area of people seeing our, you know, I guess for lack of a better word, traditional sort of Mothman flying humanoid, this black humanoid, bat-like creature with bright red eyes. And so that sort of started off with a rideshare driver was parked outside of O'Hare, and he's waiting for his fare. Because this was in a relatively popular spot where rideshare drivers like to park outside of that airport. He's literally just sitting out there, and he sees this thing, this tall creature with bright red eyes and large wings. And it wasn't very long after that, when a man said that he saw a shrieking giant-sized bat fly overhead as he was outside smoking a cigarette during a wedding reception in Rosemont. At the end of that month, there was a woman who reported a baffling encounter with something. Frankly, she lived in the same area, and she said that she had gone out to this park one evening because she was having trouble sleeping, and she thought, you know, this was a spot where she would sort of go to clear her head, and so there's a gazebo in this park, and she's sitting in this gazebo, and she says that she saw this tall man sort of across the way from where she was sitting, and next to him was this shorter humanoid with a larger head. If you can sort of picture the silhouette of like a commonly reported gray alien or something. And she said that while she was watching them, these two women approached who seemed to be in some sort of daze. And then she said, you know, she continued to watch. She saw this bright light and then everybody but the taller man was gone, and then he spread, you know, some wings and flew off, I guess. And then finally, at the very tail end of October, somebody in Park Ridge, Illinois, reported a 7 foot tall, black, again, red eyed winged man. In a very sort of similar situation as the others, although this guy was actually driving. And so he basically is pulling up to this intersection, and he sees something that he thought at first might be a deer or something. You know, it's that right time of year where you want to be watching out for things like that. And so he stops, and instead of a deer, what he sees is this thing, as he described it, for lack of a better word. You know, he says it spread out like these enormous wings and screeched at him. And, you know, that it looked like a 7-foot-tall man, relatively thin, and that it had two large red eyes. And when people talk about these eyes, they will describe them as being seemingly illuminated from within. And so, I mean, one of the things that, of course, I always mention to somebody is eye shine. You know, I'm like, well, you've probably, you know, if you're a pet owner or if you've seen a deer at night or something, like, you know, you'll be familiar with what it looks like when you shine a light on an animal whose eyes are adapted to seeing in low light conditions and how bright that can be. Well, was this that? And they all universally say no. And they'll describe how it seems strange, as though it would be like being illuminated from within somehow, which is contrary to everything that we know about biological science, but it's what's commonly described. And so, you know, he's got his headlights on this thing, and it takes off, and he decides he's just going to get out of there. And so he did, but that was as recently as last month.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's it hasn't really stopped. Certainly the largest bulk of sightings were in the, you know, spring and summer of 2017, although I will say that in my research here, I do have reason to believe that some of these it could be as many as, you know, half of the ones reported in and around Chicago specifically could be some type of misidentified large bird species. And there's a few reasons for that. Now, again, this isn't all of them. It's not even most of them. Mm-hmm. Some of them seem to me like they could be a misidentified large bird, because of the report itself, and then, you know, a bunch of circumstantial evidence, notably that there are more herons than ever roosting in Chicago in that area, and, you know, measurably through, you know, surveys done by ornithologists, we know that the population of herons that are you know, nesting and living in that area has really exploded, and it jumped from a couple dozen to like 300 mated pairs of, like, say, for instance, black-crowned night herons between like 2009 and 2016 or something similar. And so, you know, the next year you've got a ton of people reporting this weird flying thing that they'd never seen before. And even if some of them saw a large migratory bird, like some type of heron, and misidentified it, it still was something they've probably never seen before that would have seemed very, very unusual. And people hate that explanation for any of these sightings. And I understand it, because, you know, people don't want to believe that any of them could be explained by anything mundane. But the fact is, there's another really good reason that I have for believing that. And it's because I actually had a witness in the Pilsen neighborhood of Chicago who he was bicycling to work one day, and he had a GoPro helmet on, his bicycle helmet. And he sees this man and woman on the street corner, and they're pointing at something in the sky, and it's like mid-afternoon. And so he looks up and he sees what he described as a humanoid figure, you know, maybe a bat-like humanoid or somebody in a wingsuit or something similar. And so he takes off following this thing, and God bless him, he decides he's going to get as much video as he can of it, because this certainly looked like something anomalous to him. And, you know, I spoke to him myself. I talked to him multiple times. He was convinced of the authenticity of his experience. And I think he did have an authentic experience. But when he sent us that video, and I was able, to work with him, and we got some stills of it, and I blew it up in Photoshop. It was a bird. It was a huge bird, but it was a bird. Mm-hmm. And that's a fact. And so I think that there are some of these cases, notably to me, if it happened during the day and the witness saw it only in flight, and it had the general profile of what was described, especially by this Pilsen witness, and there's none of the associated paranormal effects or qualities that we get from the other weirder sightings, that I think there is a good chance that they could have misidentified something, just like this Pilsen witness did. And like I said, there's lots of circumstantial evidence and stuff, and people hate that, and people have hated that since 1967, when scientists were trying to explain Mothman as a sandhill crane. And I think that's too bad, because I think we need to have a nuanced approach to this. You know, if some of them have a mundane explanation, then so be it. That doesn't mean that they all do. Mm-hmm. But if we ignore that, or if we discard that possibility because we want them all to be paranormal, then it just makes us bad investigators, and it does a disservice to everybody who comes forward to speak with us, because we're discrediting every single one of them, every single person. If I don't investigate these things properly, and I don't explain the sightings that I can explain, then every single person who comes forward with a sighting of something potentially truly paranormal, if I investigate it, then their sighting is immediately discredited, and that's a huge disservice to them. There are some of these sightings, definitely. And if anybody goes to the Singular Fortean Society website and they go to the timeline, it's linked from our homepage there. You'll see I have clearly marked who the main agency was who investigated each sighting. And then, there are multiple sightings where, two or three of us all had a hand in looking into it. But beyond that, you'll see I've got different categories where, I'll say, I think this is most likely, the categories are, sort of like unexplained, and then, large bird, and then hoax, basically. And there really aren't very many sightings that could be hoaxes, as far as I know, as far as you're, really having strong evidence of it being hoaxed. I'll say, hey, I think this one is unexplained, and not because we don't have enough information, but because I have lots of information, but I just, I think there might be something paranormal here. And then there are others where I think that it's likelier that it's some kind of misidentified large bird species. And I think that most of those are probably herons.
when we're not talking about the bird species that are being misidentified, because that certainly must be happening with some of these cases, when we're talking about ones that do have more of the paranormal elements to it, where do you stand on that? Do you lean that this is more something in the world of the cryptoid Bigfoot type thing, or is this something that may be more in the supernatural, you know, almost shadow people type category, whether it be ghostly or I don't throw the word demonic around there loosely, but it certainly sounds like a flying demon, you know, if you were just to categorize it just by looking at it. Where would you put something like this?
Sure. Well, you know, I have had multiple witnesses describe to me feeling a sense of palpable evil. And that's a direct quote. I have had people use those exact words, saying they felt a sense of palpable evil from whatever this thing was that they had seen. As far as the paranormal sightings are concerned, I don't think that what we're dealing with is an undiscovered animal species in any sort of biological sense that we can understand. Because when we're talking about, I think, these areas, there are some liminal spaces here where sort of, you know, people meet more natural areas. And that is where, you know, you're more likely to see this stuff. But some of them are just too close to urban areas for me to believe that there's any real likelihood of there being any sort of breeding population of a fully mundane biological undiscovered animal species. So I don't think that's what we're dealing with. Based on the you know, sort of, well, based on the more sort of nebulous qualities of these sightings, you know, like that sense of fear, that sense of palpable evil, even the weird variation in descriptions, you know, where you can go from, you know, something very, very reminiscent of the Point Pleasant sightings all the way to, you know, a weird winged Bigfoot looking thing. I think those lend themselves better to something like John Keel's ultra-terrestrials. I think that in my opinion, and you know, at this point, it's informed speculation, I guess, to put it, you know,
sure,
charitably, probably. I think that we are dealing with something that interacts with us on the level of consciousness, and I think that in that sense, it's very difficult to know exactly what we're dealing with, because I think that the way it seems to be able to manipulate people probably lends itself very well to obfuscation. And so, I mean, we can really only guess. I mean, who knows if this is even what it actually looks like, frankly, you know. There are times where, you know, I'll speculate, well, let's say it is something that interacts with us through like that, just that level, you know, of consciousness, you know. I mean, let's say it's something that we don't even think of or wouldn't think of as traditionally, you know, a physical. I mean, maybe it's something that's, you know, composed of a matter that would be more similar to human thought. And if that's the case, what would something like that eat? You know, like, how would it, well, if you could call it eating, Like, how would it sustain itself? You know, maybe it likes fear. Maybe it feeds off of fear. Maybe its whole point is to cause fear in people because that's what it likes. That's what it wants. I mean, who knows? But I definitely think it's something far, far stranger than just any, you know, sort of undiscovered animal.
That wraps up part two of our interview with Tobias Wayland about the Lake Michigan Mothman. Be sure to check out his book of the same title. Until next time, for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for your support and thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.